All right, radio fans, welcome back for another week of the premier local high school show and sports show here in South Florida. That's right, it's the Scout Florida Radio Show with your co-host Kelsey Dudley and also your co-host Tony Sands.
What's happening?
We're here to bring you the info. Tony Sands, what's going on this week, baby?
Not much, man. We got an interesting show today. We got a lot of scores, a lot of things that's happening in the sports world that we think that we know people would want to know about. I got a chance to get out this weekend, and I took in a lot of Little League football, probably the most I've been in a while. And I got a chance to see some teams play all throughout South Florida, made our presence known at these Little League games. So it was kind of interesting, and those are some of the things that we're going to get into. We're going to get into some interesting topics when we're saying we're going to interview some coaches and enjoy this show.
Hey, we're all ready for it. Fans, I hope you're ready. I'm definitely ready and charged. Let's get into it and get it going here with some local sports from the high school sports here in South Florida, locally in Broward County. We're getting ready. We're about maybe 2 weeks away from some of the prime time playoff matchups that will really intensify here with some of the local teams. And I'm looking forward to some of these matchups here.
But you say 2 weeks, I say 48 hours. Here in Broward County, I say 48 hours, not 2 weeks.
Because, for the playoffs.
Yeah, 48 hours is going to determine, do some people go on or do some people go home? And that's going to be what's going to happen within 48 hours. 48 hours, some people know their destiny. And that's going to be interesting because Saturday, everything is over after Saturday. And that decides who goes home. And I think in that Dillard and Ely battle is one that I really find very interesting because, like you say, BA plays Miramar on that Friday. Dillard and Ely plays that Saturday in the Soul Bowl. This Soul Bowl is probably going to be one of the most interesting games when it comes to this Soul Bowl that's been in a while. For the simple fact, you got Ely and Dillard playing for bragging rights. That's community bragging rights. Pompano, Fort Lauderdale, these kids want to brag throughout the county. The Little League Pompano Cowboys against the Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes, Lauderdale Lakes Vikings. This is how this thing is coming out. But it also has district implications, Kelsey.
Now, and with these teams possibly going to end up in the scope of things here, playing a three-team playoff, possibly. But first, we have to understand that during this Soul Bowl between Dillard and Ely on Saturday night at Lockhart Stadium, these teams first have to face off. And with the Dillard victory, then, okay, we're understanding that then we'll move into that three-team playoff.
And right? that's what's got to happen. Dillard got to win this. And why I say that, because it goes back to what I stated at the top of the hour. They got to win to stay in. If they lose, they go home. And this thing is pretty much settled. If Ely wins, automatically Ely takes this district title. Boyd Adams will become runner-up. And Dillard and this three-team bye looks for next year. I say they look for next year because they got Miramar after that. Now, if Dillard wins, look out.
Nelly, look out.
November 8th, Lockhart Stadium.
Right.
Will decide who is the district champ and who is the runner-up because they will play each other in that three-team tiebreaker. That three-team tiebreaker is going to consist of, I thought at one time it was, you know, it would consist of the Kansas City tiebreaker, pretty much like a regular overtime game, but it's not. Each team get a quarter in this.
And they will have to play each other based on their best records, and this is what we're understanding, their best records. The best record team will get the bye, and then the two teams with the next best record will face off first For a quarter. For a quarter.
Right. So that means if Dillard beats Ely, with Ely having the best record and has the head up against Boyd Anderson, Ely will get the bye. They will get a chance to sit and watch this play out. Then Boyd Anderson and Dillard will face off. If Dillard beats Boyd Anderson, it's going to come down. Dillard's got to win. They got to keep winning. Dillard's got to beat Boyd Anderson. And then they will go on to face Ely. If they beat Ely, then look out. Boyd Anderson and Ely got to play for the runner-up. Dillard takes the district championship. If Dillard loses to BA,
right,
then that game is already settled because Ely takes this thing.
Okay, so Ely needs to win at least one to get in.
Yeah, they got
to
win.
They need to win one to get in.
Because they're in the driving seat when it comes to this three-team playoff between these three teams. They are in the driving seat.
Right.
You know, so they don't have to wait. They're in the driving seat. You guys got to come to us. They're coming to Ely to win this because they're waiting. Ely's waiting. Now, I don't know if that's to Ely's advantage.
Uh-huh.
Or disadvantage. What I mean by that, one team's already warmed up, ready to play football. Another team is getting ready to attempt to start playing football. So I don't know how that plays out for them.
Now, do we know the neutral site if this three-team playoff goes down? Do we know the neutral site or will it be a neutral site or are they going to pick?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I'm hearing that Lockhart Stadium will be the neutral site.
Really it's not a neutral site because it will, with Ely not being able to play at their stadium, because it's under construction, all of their games have been played at Lockhart Stadium.
But in this case,
it would be played right.
Neither one of these teams have what I would say the home field advantage because all of them play there.
No team at the Lockhart Stadium has a home field advantage. Now, if Dillard could get it at its stadium,
then that's different. That one way in, one way out.
That would be different, right?
That's when you're talking about Ely. And you talk about Dillard, I call it the one way in, one way out syndrome. Because that's it. I told you about 27th Avenue when Glaze Central came. I told you that one way in, one way out, man, has a lot to do with how games play out.
It does.
They get you in that tunnel, in that little area, and you got the fence all around. You got people hanging out around the fence, playing the loud music. That can be an intimidating factor when it comes to the refs. I always say that.
And don't bring that game back up.
I know you don't want to hear it. I know.
They can run into a hole and just hide for the rest of the playoffs.
I know you don't want because it hurted you.
They could be knocked out first round. I want to see good football.
Good football. No, you can't. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Let me say this. I want to see good football played by the teams that have been, whether they've been fairly put there or they have been unfairly publicized and put there.
Wait a minute, folks.
If you're coming in there with a ranking, you better play like a ranked team.
Wait a minute, folks. Hold on. Yeah. Now you're telling me, we both was at this game.
Right.
You're telling me that wasn't a great football game. That's what you're trying to say to me?
No, I'm saying that.
But wait a minute. Hold on.
Half of Glade Central, a ranked team.
Was it a good game or was it not a good game? That's all I'm asking. That's all you stated that give you a good game if they come in here with this and you went on with all this elaborate fancy elaboration. Was it a good game or was it not a good game? That's all I'm asking.
No.
You gotta be kidding me.
No. It wasn't a quality
you
game
telling me,
between two top of
you telling me
sloppy,
you
game, didn't, sloppy game.
Sloppy meaning what?
Sloppy meaning sloppy, too many turnovers, too many mistakes, too many mishaps.
But but how you call turnovers being a sloppy game when one team make another team produce turnovers? You can't call that sloppy. That's another team. How you call that sloppy when that's another team playing great football?
But you can't say that team played great football. You can't say Glades played great football.
No, you say Dillard. No, you
football.
You say Dillard. No, you say Dillard played great football. You was there and I was there. You say right. Dillard played because Dillard
didn't
have a chance.
Turnovers, correct.
But people didn't give Dillard a chance in this. So right. Now how do you call that if they didn't get a chance to go up against the big dog and they went up against, I'm going to use your analogy.
What's that?
The David and Goliath. You telling me when you said it yourself, Dillard has no chance in this. When Glade Central came, the Goliath came, David started winding the rock up. I was over there. They started winding that rock up from Monday. They wound it up and got a good enough sling, and they put that bad boy right where it needed to be. So you telling me that Dillard didn't have it? That wasn't a good game. I'm finding that hard to believe, because we were both excited because the game was going so lopsided. At one time, Dillard pulled away, Glade Central came back, and it went to where you matched up to a good corner against a good receiver. You telling me that was a sloppy game, one of the game that you would want to go and see again? You got to be kidding me.
No, that game could have been on Glade's side. It could have been played better. Dillard played fantastic. They played fantastic, and that's why they put themselves in that situation to come out with a big victory. But for Glade's, now we're talking about a top-ranked team that had been winning all out the state and everywhere, coming in undefeated. But five turnovers for an undefeated team playing out of the state? That's a sloppy game.
But do you tell yourself, is it they played sloppy or Dillard finally played to the talent level that they have? That's the question that you got to ask yourself.
Right, but does a top-ranked team? Now, say this. In a top-ranked team, and you can say take St. Thomas, okay, and we'll get into that soon also. Let's say take St. Thomas last year with Manatee, losing to Manatee up the road. They had a couple of turnovers in that game.
So you would call that game a sloppy game? Because you said turnovers produce sloppy games. I don't see how.
Well, you and I both know that, okay.
Was it raining?
The Coach Smith way or the George Smith way, are turnovers anywhere in proposed we played a good game?
When people hear sloppy game, I'm going to tell you what people think.
Right.
That it must have been raining. The ball's flying all over the place.
Okay, well, let's take that out of there.
Take what out?
Let's take the
sloppy.
Let's take the picture of them.
No, you can't.
Okay, it was sloppy.
Because you painted that picture when you said sloppy.
Well, it wasn't raining.
Okay, but you painted the picture to the people when you said sloppy. You can't give the people one thing, and all of a sudden you try to dress it up another way. It can't. It wasn't a sloppy game because it wasn't raining. I think it was a well-played football game.
Okay, well then, for them to make all those mistakes was not up to what their ranking and the caliber of team that they were promoted as. They didn't come in and play. For that type of team to make that many mistakes.
Well, why is it easy for you to just say Dillard had a heck of a football game?
They did.
But why would you? Well,
they played a heck of a football game.
I hear you. But your study saying.
There's two sides to it.
No, there's only one side. I always told you that. Because there's only three categories that counts when you talk about sports. Win, lose, or tie category. That's it.
Right.
They're not going to write in that, oh, Dillard played, it was a sloppy game. Uh-huh. They're going to say Dillard won. That's all you see. When you see the record, when you see Dillard record, it only says one thing. There's no asterisk saying this game was played sloppy.
Okay, so you're betting Glades. Glades will be one of your teams that you will talk about in the playoffs when they match up against other teams.
Yes, I say that.
The way that they play.
Now, you got to understand, Glades is in a smaller division.
Right.
So, yeah, you will continue to talk about Glades Central because I think that game pissed Glades Central off and maybe catapulted them over deeper into the path because they never want to be embarrassed like that again.
Right. They never want to be embarrassed about that again. But the always thing is that, we said they never want to be embarrassed like that again. Why? Because they haven't played. That's not Glades football.
Was it not Glades football, or they came up against something that they wasn't expecting? And I think they came up against something that wasn't expected because when this game was scheduled.
I would agree with that.
When this game was scheduled. This game was scheduled.
Preparedness on their part, and they also caught a team that was clicking on all cylinders that night. It was a little bit of both.
This game was scheduled over the summer because I'm going to tell you the spot who was supposed to be in that spot. Miami Central. So what was stated, here we go, we got a new team, new coach, Jeff Fetter. Take Central off, find you another homecoming team to play. Right. And at that point, Glades Central, due to the fact it's been a rivalry between these two guys for a long time.
Right.
I mean, when I was a kid, I went over to Glades Central for years, going back and forth with my father and watching this. So it would bring a lot more publicity to this game than to play Central. They play this game, they schedule it, and I think, and you can hear because I spent the day on the campus just interviewing regular kids. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, how could we schedule a team of Glades Central on our homecoming? We're going to get beat on our homecoming. Right. That was some of the kids thinking. But lo and behold, the Panthers said, guess what? We're going to play our best game this week.
Right.
We're going to play up to Panther football And they did that. And that game came out the way it was supposed to come out. The team that wanted it better, wanted it the baddest, dug deep to want it. And that's how that came out. You
yeah,
gotta say.
Yeah, definitely showed up that night in that being the Panthers. But that team, I don't know. We have to keep our eyes on Glade Central. I'm telling you,
you gotta say they're good.
I'm gonna low bet them.
You got if you're banking your money on them. No. You look at their past and you're looking at where they've been and how many state championships they have. You can't say
you want to think about it. Right. You want to think about the
only thing
their past. You want to think about yes. You know, I want to go with them. This and that, but.
Only thing I said about them that they were small. Only thing I said about them that they were smaller than teams of the past.
Right.
They have normally been a big team.
They had of the past,
but
right.
I think what's happening over there, I think with the new arising of Dwyer, Seminole Ridge and that Palm Beach area, Park Vista, I think this may be taking some of the talent from Glade Central away from Glade Central, and these guys are starting to tunnel their ways to other programs.
Oh, well, definitely Dwyer. That's a stick over there in Palm Beach.
That's what I'm saying.
A stick.
So I would never say, I just want to clarify your definition of sloppy, because I know people say, dog, it was dry that night.
Well, yeah, not a wet game, fans. Not a wet game. It wasn't a wet game. But
so your illustration was incorrect?
No.
You said sloppy.
Game, if you play,
if you ask the average person when you say sloppy, what are they going to tell you, Kelsey?
Not everybody going to think rain.
Yeah, they're going to think rain, Kelsey.
No,
but that's
play,
the only thing. Because you think of sloppy,
well.
You think slushy. You say, well, you say, don't play well. We didn't play well. Don't say sloppy.
Well, okay, they didn't play well, but sloppy
who?
Is.
Both teams or one team? Both teams or one team?
Glade Central.
When you say sloppy, that means both teams play sloppy.
No.
And that didn't happen.
No, it doesn't. No, the game was sloppy. If I say the game was sloppy.
Give me a caller, and I'm going to let the caller. We're going to let a caller just slide that.
Okay, caller, call in. Number is 530-413-4515. That's line one, or you can call in also at 415-287-0074. All right, that's 287-0074-415. Call in, give us some info on that understanding of what Tony Sands says sloppy means. This is football. If it's sloppy, it's sloppy. We played sloppy, that means we went out on the field, we played sloppy. We played bad, it was a bad game, it was a bad game. If it's a sloppy game, that means both teams. If we played sloppy, I'm referring to who that team is.
Yeah, but you can't do
if
that.
If I'm coaching that team,
I still say.
When I coached at Northeastern, we
can't.
Played sloppy, and I told, they asked about, well, how did you do? Well, we played sloppy. Well, yeah, okay, so you guys didn't do well. No, we didn't do well. We had problems going on with this and that and this and
but
that.
But you can't. I'm just saying, the definition up to me, and as a matter of fact, you know, I'm going to let a coach give that description of sloppy when we get ready to bring him on. I'm going to let a coach decide.
Right.
What is your definition of sloppy when someone tell you there's a sloppy game? Sloppy sounds like slush.
Now we hear that every week on
sloppy
Saturday.
Sounds like slush,
but not every
and when you
week
think about
Saturday,
slush,
you hear that on
no, game. No, you hear they didn't play well.
Oh, they
you very no, you very rarely hear when rain is not involved. You very rarely hear them say it was a sloppy game. When rain is involved, they say sloppy because sloppy produces
no, it
slush.
Have to be rain. No, it
a month
always have to be rain.
When you said it to me just then. First thing I had to think of myself, I didn't have my raincoat.
No.
But I did not have my raincoat.
But then that's just your thinking of it. That's
no,
just
it's,
your perception
no.
of that.
Right. It's just, it is my years of perception. It is my years of perception. It is my years of playing the game of sports.
So anytime you say the word
sloppy
in a sports
in
sport,
event,
it has to be
you
touched.
Think, first thing you think about is rain.
But what if it's an inside event?
They don't say it. You bear, okay, if you look at, as a matter of fact, people, think back to this week, and I'm quite sure there was a lot of games that you went to, there was a lot of bad play going on. And I guarantee you, they didn't say it was a sloppy game. They say the teams did not play well.
Sloppy fans, this is South Florida football. Sloppy, if your team goes out and makes 5 turnovers, which I'm explaining.
They didn't play well.
You know it.
They didn't play well.
It's sloppy.
They didn't play well or they wasn't prepared. Don't say sloppy. I'm never going to say sloppy. Because Narain is not involved in this.
But they'll understand it.
No.
Both ways. No. It can be either way. It can be sloppy.
You can't say that.
You made mistakes. You didn't play well. We played under our talent level.
You can't say that.
We did not play up to our ability. It can be all of those adjectives.
But it can't be sloppy. I'm still stick to that. If you take sloppy in the dictionary, what is it going to tell you? A mess.
It's
going to tell you a mess.
Coach Gaines on the line. Coach Gaines, how you doing? Yeah. Out there? Welcome to the Scout Florida Show.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Head coach for the Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes.
Yes, sir.
Is that what pound is that?
We're at Mills Farm Park down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we're part of the SFYFL Youth Football Program.
Okay, and I hear you building a powerhouse over there with some top players that seem to come out of your program over there.
Yeah, we've been very blessed over the last years. Myself, the program has been in existence for about 7 years, and we had our bumps and bruises, but about 4 years ago, I became the head coach, and a lot has turned around, and ever since then, we have one goal, Super Bowl. We try real hard to get there every year and do the best we can.
All right, Coach Gaines, this is Kenny Taylor with the Tony Sands and Kelsey Dudley Radio Show. I have a question for you, Coach. You've been to four consecutive Super Bowls, headed to your fifth. You are doing something now that you will be the only team in SYFL history to go through a season with no one scoring on you. How is that? How are you preparing for that? And is there any pressure for you on that?
Actually, you know, we use it as inspiration. We have a lot of fun doing it. I have a great group of kids, that's played together for a long time, including my son and, you know, nephews and a bunch of great kids. So we don't really take it as any pressure. We take it as a part of the game. We're blessed to be where we are, and it contributes to the hard work that we put in. So, you know, we continue to think that we can do this, and we can keep the streak alive, and we're going to come out there and play every Saturday as hard as we can. So that's our testament to why we are unscored on at this point.
All right, great answer, Coach. I got one more question for you, Coach. Yeah. If you could give any one of your players, what is the most important thing you would love for them to take from the game, take what you taught them growing up right now?
If I could just give anything to them that they can take with them from this point on after leaving me, and this is a good question because we have this talk a lot as a team. And if there's anything that I tell them that they can take that can carry on and make me proud, is hard work, work ethic. I feel that a lot of our kids are there losing the work ethic that makes them the best. You know, everyone wants to be the champ, and a lot of people don't really want to put in the off-season work and the things that makes you the best. So if there's anything that I try to preach to my kids on what can make you a better player and a better person, is work ethic. Work hard for what you want in life, and good things will happen for you.
All right, Coach. Well, I'm going to ask you one more question, Coach. Your Super Bowl game this year. This will be your third Super Bowl win. You're 2-2 right now, Coach, so you must win this. I know you want to win this. I mean, are you changing anything different? Because you're going to be playing some teams out of Miami. Are you preparing different, being that you haven't seen them? Or what's your game plan?
You know, our game plan is to come out there and do what we do best. We play aggressive-style football with a smash-mouth team. And our philosophy is that we pretty much try to make every team adjust to us. So I won't say that we're going to change anything, but I will say that we've been squatting, per se. We've been holding back with an exceptional offense, and they're going to have a real good show come Super Bowl. They're going to see a lot of things that we haven't shown all year. So it's just a part of the season, and, you know, we're prepared for them. We're prepared for them. We're looking forward to the big game.
All right, Coach, this is Tony Sands, Scout Florida Show. I did some topics on youth league football earlier in the year. One of the things I've noticed, have the ability to coach young men changed over the years, and what you think may contribute to this process to where young men are harder now to coach than they were probably about 10 years ago?
Well, personally, I think that, again, it goes back to the work ethic and the want factor. And 10 years ago, you know, was maybe 15, not telling my age, was my years of sports. And it just seemed to me, like I tell the kids, I didn't have rides. You know, we went out there and we did things on our own. It didn't take a certain type of cleats for me to play my hardest, or it didn't take this extra shoulder shock or any of these little small immaterial things that really doesn't make you better as a player. It protects you, but you have to have the heart. You have to have the want. And with dealing with the kids today, you know, it just seems that a lot more is given to them, maybe because they have more options than we had as coming up as children. And it just seems to me if everyone works hard for it, and this is all I can keep preaching to them, if you work hard for it, you know, good things will come out of it. But the future generations, we're going to have to know that. You're going to have to work for what you want in life.
Okay, Coach, and I'm quite sure you heard at the bottom of our hour before we brought you on, we used the term, well, I'm not going to say we. I'm going to say Kelsey
used it.
Said, when you think about a sloppy game, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that word sloppy?
I mean, sloppy for me is, and I did listen to the conversation, and sloppy for me is weather. Sloppy for me is the conditions in which the games are played. So I kind of agree with, and I think it was yourself that was saying, the way we play won't necessarily make it sloppy conditions for that day. The conditions, the weather itself, that's my philosophy and outlook on a sloppy game. You know, being that I played in snow, I played in rain, and there's a lot of different things that the weather conditions normally makes a sloppy game.
I'm trying to tell him, Coach. He won't listen. I'm trying to tell him.
Listen. I understand what he said. I understand what he's saying, because I've also, as a coach and a player, had those five turnover games.
From one coach to another coach, we already know when sloppy, because I know as many times I've gotten back into practice, I say, look, guys, that was sloppy. The play was ran. I didn't like the way it was. It was sloppy. You ran it sloppy. I don't like it. So from one coach to another, we'll take it. I'll take it.
Okay.
Coach, let people know where you guys are playing at this weekend, who you guys are playing.
We're playing down at over by Ely High School at the Pompano Chiefs Field. That's our playoffs off site. And we'll be playing the Northeast Hollywood Pal Eagles. They're a great team. They've made it thus far in the playoffs, and we're going to do the best we can to send them home.
Yeah, I've been kind of – I'm familiar with the Northeast Hollywood program. I've done several camps down there, and there are a good bunch of guys that are doing,
right,
I would say, pretty much the same thing like a lot of the youth organizations are, putting together something that is great. You guys,
right,
hey, my hats off to you guys, that are out there doing this coaching. And I let people know and understand, people must realize, you guys pay to coach. I don't think a lot of people realize that. You guys pay this thing.
Yeah.
What you say, Coach?
I'm agreeing with you totally.
And I think a lot of people got to understand that when they see you out there, because you guys take such great criticism when things are not going good. The first thing the fans want to do is say, they always want to blame it on the coach because they refuse to put it on the kid because it's their kid. So the easy thing to do is to put it on the coach, but not understanding that you guys are paying really to coach.
Right. This is true. And I mean, there's a lot of great coaches out there that give their time, you know, and really care on how these kids are raised and growing up, and as players and as young adults. So that's where the inspiration comes from, you know, with myself. My mom was an educator, and I went to college for elementary education and things of that nature. So I truly have a passion to work with the youth of America and youth of my neighborhood and surrounding neighborhood. And that's what gives me the rush to want to go out there and volunteer and give my time. I mean, it's truly a blessing to try to just make somewhat of a change, or if not, just make them a better athlete or a student athlete, or, you know, just academically, whatever I can do to help. I sort of feel like that's my calling, and I really do appreciate the opportunity to do it.
All right, well, Coach, once again, it's Kenny Taylor. I'm just letting you know, man, thank you for being on Scout Florida Radio. And I will be at your game scouting and watching you, Coach. I wish you the best of luck, and may you win your third Super Bowl. God bless you.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for having me, man. Thank you. I'll have a nice evening.
All right, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you.
All right, fans, let's get back to we're going to be headed to break here very shortly. That's right. It's still I know I heard Coach, and he had some Super Bowls behind him.
Yeah, and you heard what he said.
From
but
one
you,
coach to another.
Yeah,
coach.
You're right. He said one coach to another coach. The first thing came. But what was the first thing that came to his mind? He said. What is the first thing he said?
The first thing he said was sloppy.
Okay, that's all. But he said rain. He said weather. He said, come on now. You heard the man say weather. So now do we got to play this back?
If I'm talking to you.
You said weather.
I'm making it specific.
You.
I'm talking about.
I said.
Team.
No.
How did your team play?
I did.
I wasn't asking about the game. I wasn't
asking. You asked.
About the
I said the first thing come to people's mind when you say sloppy. I said rain.
Right.
Conditions. So, and that's all I asked him. I said, Coach,
right.
What the first thing
he
come to your
sloppy.
Mind?
He said
no. He said conditions
rain.
With the weather.
Condition with the weather.
And that's what I stated.
Right.
That's what I stated.
Now,
I didn't want Coach to go on because I know he wanted to defend both of us. But he said the first thing that I wanted him to say was weather. You got to admit that.
Before we go to conversion, but listen.
You got to admit
real
that.
Quick.
Give me
listen.
A call. I want a caller to continue to elaborate on it.
Oh, yeah,
I want me
gonna,
to continue to win.
That coming out of break. But listen, before we go to break real quick, fans. I'm going to elaborate on anything we do on the show, so you don't have to worry about that. So sloppy will be explained if you need more elaboration.
We gave them that.
So you will know what sloppy
not coming from me.
What it was going to be for that particular team. That team, I painted the picture for you that night, the way they played. They did not play up to Glade Central football.
They did not execute.
They didn't play well.
Coaches used the word execute. Coaches use the word execute, not sloppy.
Oh.
They, you,
no.
They did not
use all
they
kind
did
of
not
words.
Execute
coaches
very
use all
well.
Kind of
I mean,
words.
We know that.
Yes, you know that.
I mean, they use the A's and the B's and the
right.
C's and the D's and the F's and the U's and the P's and whatever they can find.
So
but they use the word,
Florida,
we didn't execute.
Right.
We did not execute very well.
You did not. We did not execute. We did not play well. We played sloppy. We did not play up to our potential. We did not play the way we were supposed to.
Sloppy would be the last word that would come out of their mouth.
We did not play the way that we were coached.
Unless it was
a
rainy game.
There are a number of ones that I've used myself in coaching.
But you never used the word.
But I'm going to explain them all to you. I'm going to explain and break them all down to you.
Okay.
Bottom line, Glade Central, we're going to get back to them later on.
We got a call on. Let's let the caller decide.
Okay, caller, who we got out there? We got Keith out there from Fort Lauderdale. How you doing, Keith?
I'm all right. How you doing, Coach?
Welcome to the South Florida Show, baby. Hey.
All right. Yeah, I was listening to the topic about sloppy. I kind of go with you a little bit on that, Coach, because I did the same thing when I was playing. I go back to the huddle and be like, man, that's sloppy, man. That's terrible, man. We got to get this right. Now, I understand you too, Coach, about the weather, but I done saw teams play good in sloppy weather.
Right. And what my thing was with him and what I was stating was when I think about the word sloppy, because he threw it out there in that analogy when we was talking about that game, when he threw the word sloppy out there, if I'm out there and I can't see this, so I'm only taking what he's giving me, I'm thinking, dang, it had to be raining. I'm not thinking that it was just a bad executed game by one team. I'm thinking that weather was atrocious out there. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, that's true too, but we can't always blame it on that weather.
Right. I understand that. You're right. But what I'm saying now, you got to understand when you're not there, you're not able to see it in certain words or analogies are thrown out. You've got your first thing come to your mind is what you were able to correlate to over the course of the years.
Now,
correct.
When you hear five turnovers afterwards, in the elaboration, then.
That means the defense kicked the butt out of somebody that made them turn. They got
correct.
They played
correct.
Qualified defense. That's what that means.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. And not always. Some of them are what we call unforced turnovers because you got two types of categories in there. You got forced and you got unforced where
right.
A snap, quarterback snap is not, it's an unforced. That has nothing to do with the defense. A fumble by the running back could be either or.
Now see, coach, we do this a lot. No, see, now he's taking
way.
It, now he's taking sloppy to unforced turnovers.
No.
And forced turnovers.
He's going somewhere else with it, huh, Coach?
Exactly. He's going where he don't supposed to be going now. He's going somewhere. It's almost as if, you know, you're dating a girl and all of a sudden you done got caught. You try to find all the other ways around what
to get out of it. Yeah. You're right, Coach.
Correct.
Hey, thank you, Coach.
Correct. It's never black and white. You know that. It's never black and white.
Hey, so, Coach, Keith, give me some on that. Are you getting out to some of the games this weekend?
Well, I'm going to try. It's going to be kind of hard, but I'm going to try to get to some of the games.
What about that Sobo game that's going on?
I had some tickets to the UM game, so I don't know. I'm going to try to get back and get to that Soul Bowl game, but I do want to go to it.
Now, if you was a person that's listening to Sid Rosenberg, boy, he's killing Randy Shannon on that show.
Yeah. I try not to listen to him because, you know, Randy is all right, but Randy is doing some things that I don't think he should be doing. I don't know what's going with Randy. I couldn't tell you, man, but Randy need to get it together.
Coach, he's going to be out. Now, he just stated that Randy's coaching sloppy. I don't know if he's coaching sloppy. I think it falls back down to, and see what happened is a lot of people want to look at UM. And when they look at UM, they always visualize. Goes back to what I said when you use the word. When you use the word UM, you think about those 80s and those 90s teams. Am I right or wrong?
Right. You're right.
And that's what people want to get back to. But the one thing that is tough to get back to is attitude, because that's what you got to come with. And I think that's the situation that Randy's having. He's got a team that don't have that same swag and attitude that those guys have.
Yeah.
Because I think these guys have automatically been thrown into this and that this is what's supposed to happen. But that's not happening with UM now. Teams are wanting to beat UM because they think about the O. Well, UM probably done scored 100 points on them at one point in the 80s and the 90s. Now, guess what? It's get back time now. It's get back,
that's
and
right.
That's what's happening. And I think Randy's got to figure out and find that point in this game.
And I don't think it's too much sloppy with him. I can't coach. He can't really say that sloppy with Randy, because if you want to say sloppy, I thought that the Florida State game was sloppy because they let NC State back in.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now that's sloppy.
That was sloppy. That was now, I got a new word for that one. That one was that was total.
No, you got
to
use
the word.
No,
out
coach.
Of,
we're not
going
to let him out of that.
Out of Tyson's back.
That's a cliche. He's using cliches now.
Exactly, coach. He's like I told you, now he wants to change his word. You
there
used
you
the
go.
Word
That was sloppy.
It was a bad execution of performance.
That
that's all it was. They don't have the swagger that everybody's looking for. They don't have the swagger.
Thank you.
It ain't that they're playing sloppy. They don't have the swagger, and they're thinking that they're the UM of old because they throw that U up.
Yeah,
they think they throw that U up, and they think automatically, guess what? People are going to be scared of them.
Yeah, with UM,
that's it.
That's a big problem that they got going on down there. That problem there will not get any smaller as we go. It will only escalate to get a lot bigger because things are going to go even beyond the football field with looking at what he's doing for the program outside of football.
I think he's doing great.
What he's doing.
Yeah, he's doing good.
He's doing great. He's doing great when you talk about changing the minds of young men.
Right.
Yes, he is. He's doing good.
And graduation rate.
But now, ask yourself this. What do you want? You tend to not have both in this game of college football.
You got to pick one.
Do you want wins over graduation, or do you want graduation over wins? You tend to not get both when you talk about major college sports.
And then guess who chose? Guess who chose?
Already. Who?
The president. Donna Shalala. She chose.
I don't know that. We're not going to say that. Everybody want to blame Donna for that. I'm not going to say
that.
And you can't blame her for that.
Exactly.
No,
that's what I'm saying,
Keith. She chose, not for what the play out of. I mean, he's done his job off the field as a college coach. But that was that's what she wanted.
But what kind of, Keith, I'm going to ask you this. What kind of players do you think he's actually bringing in? Are they at the caliber of what they're being rated, or you think they're really overrated? Which one do you think it is?
At what they're being rated.
Yeah.
The players that Shannon is bringing in, they're at what they're being rated in college or coming out of high school?
Coming out of high school. I think Teddy Bridgewater is a good guy. He's a great athlete. But I think there's no talent behind him to push him.
No.
Know
okay. Yeah.
You're right.
If I know I got somebody behind me, guess what? Well, I ain't got time to rest because I know if that person get on the field, I may not never see it again.
I may not play no more, so I got to work. You're right.
So I'm telling you. And Coach, thank you. Keith, thank you for clearing that up a little bit for us, because I told him I didn't want to be the judge of it. He didn't want to be the judge of it, but I wanted somebody else. And I hope that when you go down to this game this week, because I want Randy to win because South Florida has been brutal on Randy Shannon.
Yeah, they've been very brutal.
Yeah,
who do they
yeah.
by the way? And people don't realize. And people don't realize this hurts recruiting.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and it that, does. It hurts the recruiting bad, man. It really does, that, coach.
That's what. And when people say that they love UM, but you hear them get on and they bash UM, they're not realizing
yeah.
that UM commitment that I listen to, and that's why the young man at the West is thinking second thoughts about coming to the U.
Coming to the U, that's right. Yeah, man, it is. It's bad. It's bad on recruiting right now, but he needs to turn it around. He has a couple games. He has some time.
Yeah, he has time, and I think this thing can still play out to where it can play out as a good season for him.
Hey, and Keith, before we let you go, we got to get you on a pick. We got to put you on a hot seat. You got to give us a pick. Dillard, Ely, Sobo, Saturday night. Who do you have?
Well, I'm going with Ely.
You
I'm
gotta
going
give
with
us
Ely.
Some,
I just got
on,
a hunch that Ely's going to take it.
Okay.
I think Coach Gray is a good coach. Coach Gray is an awesome coach.
I had a chance to spend a day with Coach Gray. I had a chance to spend a day with Coach Gray, and I saw his passion, and I also saw a guy that wants to win that's better than anything for several reasons. I'm not
yeah.
going to explain the reasons, but I'm just going to leave that there. And I saw this guy wants this better than ever. And his kids have that same gleam that they want it, and they want it for their coach. Because these kids, I got an opportunity to see them. These kids love Coach Gray. They love Coach Gray.
The reason why I go with Coach Gray is because Coach Gray, I coached with him when we was at Stranahan. And the guy had just has passion for the game. And I know that same passion, I know he's giving it to those kids. I know he's coaching those kids up. He's doing the right thing for those kids. I'm taking Ely because last year he had a great team last year. So I know this year, I know he has an even better team. So I'm taking Ely.
And like I said, I my hat's off to Coach Gray with the job he's done there. And I know, you know, it's been some things there with him, and he's stuck in there and hung in there with those kids. Even when this thing with the coaching change came about, he still stuck in there with those guys, and he knew it was for the better good of the kids. So my hat's off to him. I had an opportunity to spend time with him today, brought him on the other show on 560 that I'm a part of, and we had a great time. We had a great time with him. And Keith, hey, man, thank you for calling the Scout Florida Show, man. Call us anytime. Hey,
appreciate
man,
it.
We enjoyed
appreciate
it. We enjoyed you.
Hey, we'll have
thank
you on
next thank
week.
You, Coach.
Back on the hot seat. You're back on the hot seat next week.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, we've touched on a lot of different aspects of even our own topics here of some of the teams that we'll be matching up this week. Let's get to some of the other teams that are matching up this week. In Palm Beach, we have the matchup that also will end up being a three-way playoff between Park Vista, Pompano, Delray Atlantic,
right?
And then also Seminole Ridge, okay? And those three teams will end up playing a three-way tie come this Monday, where they'll decide also, same way Dillard, Ely, and BA have to play out,
right?
And they'll decide who's going to move on and who's going to take that runner-up spot. Somebody will be home.
I'm going to go out on a limb because I think Seminole Ridge would not let that happen again. I don't think they would get beat that bad. When you're up that far and all of a sudden you let a team come back to beat you, I don't think that happens twice. I really don't. I think I'm looking at that as possibly being Seminole Ridge and Atlantic taking that area, and I think Park Vista is the one that's put out of this thing. I'm telling you, that's the way I see it go out.
You know what? That's okay. So you got Park Vista.
No. So
you got Seminole Ridge.
Yeah.
You got Seminole Ridge.
Yeah, it's like you're using that word sloppy. You're trying to give me something that I don't want.
That record getting kind of tight there.
I don't want
it. We tight in records. You know?
Yeah, we are getting tight, and I got
to
make sure that you. Right, but you're trying to give me something so that way you can catch up with me.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I was sneaking one up under the rug.
I saw that, but I caught onto it very well, and I wasn't going to let you do it.
Let's see. I think I'm going to go. I think I like the momentum that Atlantic has built up right here. And I know one of my sources is going to kill me here. One of my sources in Palm Beach is going to kill me for this. But I like the momentum
that
Atlantic has built up
with having some consecutive big wins to put themselves in this position. Because if you think about it, Seminole Ridge and Park Vista have been undefeated up until they've encountered this point. Atlantic didn't start
but
out
Atlantic,
undefeated.
But you stated something earlier. You said you like the momentum.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you.
Uh-huh.
You said you like the way that Atlantic had put themselves in this situation. Atlantic didn't put themselves in this situation. Park Vista helped them get in that situation.
Right, with a little bit of help. You're right, because Atlantic did not start out as well as the two other teams.
Right.
But with a little bit of help.
But what opened the door for Atlantic?
Park Vista definitely opened the door. And then Atlantic kind of taking some of that into their hands, and in facing Park Vista, Atlantic taking care of business one-on-one also allowed it. So a little bit on their part.
Right.
But then, yes, they
but
did.
They needed help.
They needed help
to get in that situation.
But what do you say with a scrappy team that, you know, usually when your team
Scrappy or sloppy? I want to make sure I hear you right.
Scrappy. Let me say that again. Scrappy. A team that kind of fought themselves back into that situation with a little bit of help. What do you have to lose?
Nothing. Atlanta come into the dance.
Broke, especially in a situation where it's this type of tiebreaker. I tell my team, we're going to play loose. We're going to throw out all the plays that we can. We're going to try to make whatever happen.
Atlantic come into the affair of bring your own bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Affair. You know what? I drink what I bring.
Hey.
I drink what I bring. The bottom line.
And they may drink themselves into a good playoff situation, and that would be a story, because they didn't start out undefeated. Now, let's go down to the county that we love so much. In.
A minute, hold up now. I got to travel this county in Broward County. I'm not. You taking
something else from?
No. I'm trying to correct you. So when I'm out in the public, I don't want people to say
what?
I have forgotten about the 954. You said a county that we love. It's a county that I would say I like.
Oh, okay.
But not a county that I love.
Now, where was I?
You were taking me to the 305. I know where you were taking me. I know you were taking me south on 95.
Yeah, I was taking.
But I wanted to clear that. I wanted to clear that.
Opa-locka.
The goons of Opa-locka.
Yeah. That's what we were doing.
79th. Ooh, 51st. Ooh, there's some teams that play smash mouth football there, folks.
And we talking about Miami Central, but guess what? Columbus. The Explorers have jumped up in the argument.
Yeah, but I told you that. That was another game, folks. I'm glad he opened the door. That was another game that I told him that would turn out like that. Columbus is letting everybody know in Dade County that they're not the number three team. And that's why, guess what? It brings us to this. Are the West in shambles, or are the West have lost the West momentum?
Now, I mean, we know that the West is in a runner-up situation.
I'm not talking about the runner-up.
What
it was some things that transpired within the last 48 hours that made me wonder about the West, far as the coaching move. They fired a coach, and within 24 hours, you hire the same coach back. Now, was that a situation to where administration was rushed to judgment? Or was it a lack of institutional control that they thought needed to be changed? But I guarantee you, in that situation, somebody called, some big wig said, hey, wait a minute. This is not going down like this. Or there's a rumor out that there's been some tampering.
So your sources tell you that there's been some tampering.
But I think that's what transpired and made them go back and say, guess what? Within 24 hours, we got to go back and get our coach, because we're not getting what we thought we was going to get. But I'm not going to get deep.
Wait. No. You heard him, fans. You heard him. He in reverse. Beep, beep, beep. That's him backing out. No. Come back here. Come back here, Tony. Okay.
I know what he wants me to say.
Let's say that someone higher up put a little pressure on Coach Billy Roll and made him.
No, not Billy Roll. Why would you put the pressure on Billy Roll? You fired Billy Roll.
Not on Billy Roll.
You fired Billy Roll.
Well, who would the pressure go to?
That
the
pressure,
AD?
No, because an AD really don't in the sector that we're in when we're talking about the public school system.
Uh-huh.
An AD doesn't have truly the power to fire no one.
So who made that decision?
That come from the higher up.
So we
in the
organization.
Principle. That's where it comes from. If you don't know, AD goes in a football coach's office and say you're fired without the backing of the principal.
Okay, so now. someone from up, from higher up of the principal.
That's where it's coming from. I guarantee it. You, no AD is not going to do it. They can't do it. They don't have the power to do it. Not in the public school sector. Maybe in the private school sector, but not in the public.
So how, so, okay, now, Coach Billy Rowe is now
he's back
in employment. He's the coach.
He's the coach.
For Northwestern.
But yes, he's back the coach. But what I say is, whether does this put the kids? And that's the one thing I thought about that. Because me as a kid, I see my coach get fired, and now he's hired. It's making me think, coach, if you really going to be here at the end of the year or for next year?
So you shut it down?
No, you as a coach don't shut it down because you're always thinking about
it. But as a player.
Some may start mutiny on the bound. Hey, he's not going to be our coach next year anyway. So what's the difference?
Lame duck situation.
I think you put the kids in that situation. Yeah.
Wow. Now we're talking about a storied program here. We're talking about Dade County's finest.
That's still
Dade County's finest.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on. We must use the past word when we say that because right now Dade County's finest is Miami Central and Columbus.
Yeah, all day long.
That's Columbus and Central. So what I'm saying is, there possibly could be a situation to where you're saying kids may say. And now they got to understand when they did this situation, the West was still in this playoff hunt because they were only right now, they're two in the district. So they still have an opportunity to go back and get revenge. No, but they can get revenge back against everybody that they lost to.
Yeah.
Because they can play Columbus, beat Columbus. And now guess what? We got a rematch against Miami Central. But you made this decision, and I think this decision will come back to hunt them when it comes to this playoff hunt.
So you say, You believe that the final outcome of this will be that those players feel a little shaky, and they're going to pretty much wrap it up and kind of mail this one in for the rest of the season here with two games left and some playoff implications here on the line. You think that they will not back Coach Billy Roll and stand behind him and feel for he won't be there, so they won't. They won't really rally behind Coach Billy Rowe to make a run here into the playoffs.
I didn't say they all, but I say I guarantee you that's on the mind of, if I'm a player,
right.
It makes me wonder. You fire my coach. When I go to bed, I'm thinking my coach is fired.
Right.
When I wake up, all of a sudden, guess what? I hear that my coach has been hired again. Because when I go to bed, I'm thinking, I'm dreaming, and who's going to be our next coach? But I wake up, and I have the same coach. You put me in a situation as a player that I don't want to ever be in because now I'm thinking of my future, so I'm looking past Coach Billy Rowe, but all of a sudden I wake up and Billy Rowe is still there. It makes me wonder about the administration. It makes me wonder about did they rush to judge this situation because I know they didn't get what they thought they was going to get, so they had to go back on what they originally had. And that's Billy Rowe, who's a great guy. Who's a great guy.
Right.
I heard so many people talk that, hey, how could they do this to a guy that was this great? Because I'm going to tell you, today I heard when it was going down, there was a lot of people scrambling here in Broward County thinking that they can get Coach Rowe. And I'm going to tell you because it'll be a lot of coaching. And when we get into this, we're going to, you know, Kenny will be out at the Little League areas. Covering a lot of the Little League games that will bring us our weekly topics when it comes to youth football, and they'll possibly be putting together what we call the Coach on the Hot Seat Hour. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of coaches here in Broward County that will be on the hot seat when it comes to the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, every year that seems to be the case. And just very quickly here going out, you know what? I'm going to give you my personal take on this. I think that those kids are going to rally around Coach Billy Rowe because the community and those kids from that community have previously been in a tight situation where a lot has come into play about with the community and some coaching issues and things like that previously some years back with Northwestern. And I think that they're going to rally behind each other along with the community.
And that may
play well, but it will factor in, Tony, who they match up against because their gun is but so loaded. They don't have a loaded gun going into the playoffs. I think it matters who they match up against, and then they'll need to get some things to play out their way. But
I agree with that.
We'll have to see, but I think they will try to rally around Coach Billy Rowe. And And I mean, it's going to
be circle the wagon.
It will be interesting.
My coach, Glenn Mason, always told me it's called circle the wagon. Yep. When one of your family members are hurt, you circle the wagon, you back him, and you move this thing in forward fast. And I think, like you said, I'm hoping for Coach Rose's sake that that happens. Because it'll be interesting. I really want to see that rematch, I'm going to tell you.
I do too.
I do too. I'm not so particular to see a Columbus Central. I want to see more of the Northwestern Central game rematch.
That's the real.
I know they're going to blow that up in Dade County.
That's the matchup that we, you know, everybody wants to see there. And you have top talent there facing off. That was great, you guys, for joining us in this show and segment. We appreciate all of our callers. We appreciate all of our fans for listening in. I appreciate all of my fans for backing me out there, despite what Tony say. You know, I
sloppy the slush.
I got Tony.
Sloppy the slush.
I got him this week.
Sloppy the slush.
Watch them calls this week. Go to all the hot games. Make sure you out there at the Soul Bowl, Dillard and Ely this week, Saturday night.
Scott Florida will be there.
We will be there. Saturday night, Lockhart Stadium, 7:30. Be there or be square. Thank you for joining us. This was a great show. Stay humble out there, fans. Appreciate you. We'll see you next week.
Nice and now. Dumb foes got the ride sitting nice and now. And these money hungry hoes trying to.